Today from the Ohio Newsroom, high turnout's impact on redistricting. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Every Tuesday leading up to November 5th, we're looking at a different issue at stake in the election. This election marks the fifth time in 20 years Ohioans get a chance to vote on how the state draws its congressional maps, but it's the first of those times to coincide with the presidential election. Ohio Newsroom member station WOSU's George Shilcock reports on what high turnout will mean for the measure.
It's a balmy summer day in August at Highbeck Tavern, a Columbus watering hole just south of downtown in German Village. High Street is a key dividing line of Columbus just outside the dive bar's doors. This invisible line splits the historic neighborhood between the 3rd and 15th congressional districts. I asked patrons there what they knew about redistricting.
Somehow, it's supposed to be a clear representation of the neighborhoods by party or by population. I'll be honest with you, I really don't know.
That's John Lee. He's a registered Democrat and retired, and he's not terribly far off. Redistricting is how the lines of congressional districts and state House and Senate districts are drawn. This process helps decide who gets sent to the halls of Congress and the Ohio State House. The current bipartisan commission, made up of elected officials, passed maps that were ruled unconstitutional several times by the Ohio Supreme Court. Many consider these maps to be a partisan gerrymander that benefits the Republican Party. The map in German Village shows the sometimes absurd-looking district borders. The line split the neighborhood in two. Democratic Representative Joyce Beatty's 3rd district is compact, including about two-thirds of Franklin County to the north and east, while Republican Representative Mike Carey's 15th district cuts through German Village in downtown Columbus. It snakes and stretches 75 miles away to Shelby County and draws lines around the small town of Sidney, curving around the urban center of Springfield along the way. I talked with Joanne Jones outside a local grocery store and showed her a map with both the district lines and the representatives' homes on it.
Well, then they ought to know how high grocery prices are.
Certainly doesn't look like Carey's map is fair.
A group called Citizens Not Politicians wants to change the maps and the system. They don't want politicians drawing or even approving the maps. Their ballot initiative would put the power into a 15-person citizen commission. Dave Wasserman is an elections analyst with the Cook Political Report. Wasserman says redistricting might be hard for the everyday voter to understand.
Let's admit that it can get pretty esoteric. And a lot of voters throw their hands up in the air when they're trying to figure out how district lines are drawn and how it should be reformed.
Wasserman says a presidential year means higher turnout, but it's unclear who that will benefit.
Voters' bandwidth is stretched. They're paying attention to not only a presidential race and a Senate race, but various state-level races and on top of that, a ballot initiative.
Chris Davey with the Citizens Not Politicians group thinks increased turnout will help them.
And the more people that vote, the better system that we have.
Ohio Representative Bill Seitz from Cincinnati says opponents of the amendment, like him, need to educate voters.
I hope the opponents are able to effectively make the case that, folks, this is a little bit too complicated to just say, let's do it. I think it needs more study. I think it needs more discussion.
Even so, Seitz believes the amendment will end up passing.
Gerrymandering is about as popular as STDs, you know?
Lee, the Democrat at Highbeck Tavern, says he plans on voting in favor of Issue 1. Jones, the Republican Kroger shopper, also says she plans to support it. It remains to be seen whether the rest of Ohio's voters will join them. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm George Shilcock in Columbus.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.